When 11-year-old Jeannie Harris and his 14-year-old brother Ernie leave Brooklyn for rural Virginia, they're stepping into more than just country life. They're walking into a web of family history they never knew existed. While their parents try to salvage their marriage in Jamaica, the boys find themselves adjusting to a world where collecting dog poop becomes a daily chore. Grits taste like sand until sweetened with magic dust sugar, and the sweltering heat makes Brooklyn summers feel mild by comparison. But the most jarring adjustment isn't the rural setting. It's the palpable tension between their father and grandfather that nobody seems willing to explain. At their first breakfast, Dad keeps his distance, eating at the counter rather than joining the family table. When he offers to help fix the old house, Grandpa proudly refuses. "I built this place with my own hands." The exchange reveals the complicated pride and stubbornness that will shape the boys' summer more than they could possibly imagine. Curiosity defines Jeannie, whose numbered questions in his notebook serve as both companion and compass. When he notices Grandpop wearing sunglasses indoors and asks why, the answer stuns him. Grandpop is completely blind. More surprising still, Grandpop insists on revealing his condition himself, refusing to be introduced as disabled. Despite losing his sight to glaucoma 20 years earlier, he maintains fierce independence, counting steps to navigate, identifying clothing through French knots sewn into fabrics, and pouring tea by sound. "I take care of myself," he firmly tells Jeannie. Grandpop's most remarkable adaptation is his inside-outside room, an indoor forest with a glass ceiling, potted trees, wall-covering lines, and 5 wooden birdcages housing blue barn swallows. Complete with artificial grass carpet and nature sounds from a cassette player, this space represents his creative response to limitations. Yet this adaptation has costs. Grandpop hasn't truly been outside since being bitten by a copperhead snake years ago, and his indoor forest contains bird droppings and dead plants he cannot see, details Jeannie's observant eyes don't miss. As summer progresses, family history emerges like puzzle pieces. Grandpop shares stories about the boy's father and Uncle Wood as children, how Wood once defended his brother from a bully named Cake, taking a beating himself. Ernie reveals the source of family tension. Grandpop pressured Uncle Wood to join the military instead of becoming a firefighter, and Wood died in war. This helps Jeannie understand why his father became a firefighter, fulfilling his brother's dream, and why his father and grandfather remain strained. The most profound revelation comes when Grandpop describes growing up in a yellow house during Jim Crow times. His father and Barnabas Saint worked tobacco fields for a cruel man named Bristol. When Barnabas stole one of Bristol's puppies, Grandpop's father betrayed him under threat, leading to Bristol burning down Barnabas's house, killing him. The puppy, the original Samantha, survived, and Grandpop's father made bird cages from the burned house, consumed by guilt. This story connects generations through objects and through patterns of guilt, regret, and the difficulty of apology. Throughout summer, Jeannie's maturity develops through his responses to mistakes. His first significant error happens when he leaves a toy truck on the floor, causing Grandma to step on it. Though minor, this incident deeply affects Jeannie, who writes, "Why am I so stupid?" revealing his harsh self-judgment and foreshadowing bigger mistakes. His most serious error occurs while caring for Grandpop's birds. Running out of flies to feed the smallest bird, nicknamed Michael Jackson, Jeannie substitutes apple seeds, thinking they're similarly sized. This well-intentioned decision proves fatal when the bird dies from poisoning. Devastated, Jeannie records, "Am I now technically a model breaker questionnaire bird murderer? Stupid question. Yes, I am." Instead of confessing, Jeannie and Ernie attempt Operation Birdnap, trying to replace the dead bird with a wild one by setting a trap at the abandoned yellow house. When their plan fails, Jeannie learns about the complexity of fixing mistakes. Upon finally confessing, Grandpop reveals he already knew, but waited for Jeannie to take responsibility, teaching him that maturity isn't about avoiding mistakes, but owning them. The novel's pivotal sequence centers on a tradition where Grandpop teaches 14-year-old boys to shoot, a rite originally established for survival after Emmett Till's murder that evolved into a coming-of-age ritual. When Crabb offers to teach Ernie to shoot for his birthday, it becomes an exploration of masculinity. With his crush Tess watching, Ernie initially declines, drawing ridicule, suggesting true courage might mean resisting peer pressure. The lesson ends tragically when the gun's recoil knocks out three of Ernie's front teeth, symbolizing the damage done by rigid masculine expectations. Once proud of his appearance, Ernie retreats behind a face mask. The aftermath reveals contrasting models of masculinity. When Grandma discards Grandpop's gun, his facade crumbles as he sobs. Later, Grandpop removes his own false teeth, a carefully guarded secret, creating connection with Ernie. He apologizes, acknowledges Ernie's fear, and confesses his terror about his advancing blindness. This exchange of vulnerabilities represents a more authentic masculinity based on honesty rather than pretense. Throughout the novel, birds in cages serve as powerful metaphors for freedom and confinement. Grandpop's indoor forest with caged swallows represents both adaptation to limitation and self-imposed isolation. His simple maybe, when asked about freeing the birds, suggests freedom remains a complex possibility rather than a simple solution. Jeannie's notebook questions, how do hurt birds heal themselves? Can you be trapped and safe at the same time? Reflect broader themes about family relationships, where protection sometimes feels like constraint and safety might require temporary confinement. The novel suggests freedom comes not from absence of limitation, but from honest acknowledgement of our constraints. When Grandpop finally ventures onto the front porch, he demonstrates how small acts of courage can expand our boundaries. Similarly, when Ernie leaves his chipped tooth as a good luck charm, he transforms a symbol of injury into connection, suggesting wounds can become bridges rather than barriers. The novel's title gains deeper meaning as the story progresses. While bravery initially seems connected to masculine activities like shooting, it's gradually redefined as the willingness to be vulnerable about one's fears. This shift begins when Grandma reveals that Uncle Wood, despite his purple heart, was terrified before Kuwait, even crying while writing letters home. His courage wasn't fearlessness, but action despite fear. Grandpop's journey from isolation to connection embodies another form of courage. His gradual acceptance of help culminates when he removes his sunglasses, revealing his cloudy eyes to Ernie, showing that true bravery often means revealing vulnerabilities. For Jeannie, courage manifests in his confession about killing the bird. Though frightened of Grandpop's reaction, he chooses honesty over deception, a moral courage representing his greatest growth. By the novel's end, we understand that bravery often means asking for help, admitting mistakes, or being honest about fears. As Grandpop tells Jeannie, "Ain't no bravery without fear." This wisdom reminds us that courage exists not in fearlessness, but in how we respond to fear.